Princess Wobbles is the one who meows incessantly until I give her food, which she ignores with snooty glee. But she's so cute when curled up on the chair in which I sat, 'cause she's a perfectly adequate cat. Finn's her younger stepbrother, who likes to play too rough, but he has slowed his roll and learned not to be quite so gruff. He hangs out in the sunshine on the cat tree or the mat. He is a perfectly adequate cat. Bobby O collapses and then squirms around the floor. He turns around 'cause he wants pets, then runs away for more. He may be somewhat chubby, but I wouldn't call him fat, 'cause he's a perfectly adequate cat. That's our whole household at this time, but others don't ignore. So many cats have passed through and have come and gone before. Like Philip, who took charge and kept our house and yard mouse free. And Ambrose, who had brain cells you could count on fingers three. And Griswold, who was even scared of his tail now and then. And Harry, cuddly Harry, who had three legs at the end. And Scott, a fluffy foster who has been adopted out. They're all worthy of mention and were adequate, no doubt. May-May and Bentley were just dogs, now cats honorary. Cats honorary. Honorary cats due to their great adequacy. Oh, Myra's now the latest, just a foster cat so far. Perhaps she'll join the rest or become someone else's star. All four have brightened up the house with Scritch's pets and pats. They all are perfectly adequate.
Perfectly adequate.
Perfectly adequate cats.